President Chirac, speaking at a news conference in southern France after an urgent meeting with three cabinet ministers, implicitly criticized U.S. reservations about pushing for an immediate cessation of hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah. Mr. Chirac said the joint U.S.-France draft resolution presented to the United Nations Security Council should take into account Lebanese and Arab demands for changes, but he did not specify which changes. Lebanon opposes the draft resolution because it does not require a pullout of Israeli forces. Beirut is offering to deploy 15,000 troops to work with an expanded UN force in southern Lebanon to patrol near the Israeli border. Mr. Chirac said U.S. and French officials are in daily contact on how to resolve the conflict. In Beirut, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State David Welch met with Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sinyara. Prior to Wednesday's meeting, Mr. Sinyara praised Hezbollah's resistance, but called on Lebanon to impose its full control, authority, and presence nationwide, as directed in previous UN resolutions that also called for the Lebanese government to disarm Hezbollah. Despite the diplomatic efforts, both Israel and Hezbollah launched more attacks Wednesday. Israeli warplanes carried out several airstrikes, including one that killed at least two people at a Palestinian refugee camp in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Hezbollah guerrillas fired more rockets into northern Israel. No casualties were reported from that barrage. Residents of Beirut woke up to the sight of more smoldering buildings on Wednesday as Israel again struck the Lebanese capital's southern suburbs overnight. At least 900 Lebanese and 100 Israelis have been killed in fighting that began after Hezbollah guerrillas captured two soldiers in Israel on July 12th. Robert Rafel, VOA News.